Companionship in order if they want to discuss with you.
And that is as if you and the Hilchos Shabbos, you get some erased out of phase. You know, there's a report that the light of Shabbos came in Israel. Women took it upon themselves because Chava blew out the light of the world because of Ravera. So women took it upon themselves. But men have to if the women aren't able to do it or no women in the house. So the Chava says that it's in Simon Reisam, Dal and Sif Yud. Quotes of Machlokes where you're allowed to light Shabbos candles all tonight. Is a person allowed to light Shabbos candles on condition stipulated that you don't want to accept Shabbos with the light? Can a person do that? Can make a penai and doesn't want to accept Shabbos with the light? Again, this Machlokes is only within the opinion of the Bahag and the Ramah. Holding the Kabbal Shabbos and the lighting of the candles. Now we light 18 minutes to 20 minutes before Shabbat. But can you make a condition? Because normally when you light the candles, you accept Shabbos. But if you hold your non-Kabbal Shabbos and lighting the candles, you can certainly perform any law after lighting candles, unless you light between Plag and 30 minutes before Shabbat, like the Alkut Yesi of all. So if you hold your non-Kabbal Shabbos and lighting the candles, you can certainly perform any law after lighting the candles. Unless you light between Plag and 30 minutes before Shkia, a local of mice, okay? So if you are not Mekabel Shabbos to lighting the candles, you would certainly prefer any luck after lighting candles, okay? I don't know why he says unless you light between Plag and 30 minutes before Shkia. I'll look what that means, but the bottom line is, when you light candles, in the Kabbal Shabbos. So can you make it tonight when you light the candles in the Kabbal Shabbos? So this is a very important machlokes. So there's a machlokes whether you're allowed to do that or not. So let's get it. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch where you're allowed to light with the tonight in the Kabbal Shabbos. So I'm all passing that a woman's in the Kabbal Shabbos and not the rest of the family with the lighting of the candles. After reciting the bracha, unless she makes a tanai not to accept Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. She makes a tanai not to accept Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. Okay, you follow me? So according to the Ramah, a woman's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of the candles, unless she makes a tanai not to accept Shabbos. The Ramah says you can make a condition. The Ramah adds that even if she makes the stipulation in her heart without uttering any words, the tanai is valid. Wow. But you can perform a luck after lighting candles. You always try to verbalize the tanai. You know what I mean? You always try to verbalize the tanai. Like if you go into bed, you want to get up and eat before a fast day, you should verbalize you're going to do that. Here he says you don't need to verbalize it. The Ramah says she made the stipulation in her heart, still valid. And she can perform a lock after lighting the candles, which is ruined Sifkar Nadal and Pastins based on the Mugger of Bor. Since it's a Machlokes where the Tanai is valid, we only rely on making a Tanai if it is the Machlokes Tzorek. Machlokes proves that the Ramah too is only the make of the Shasha Tzorek, because if the Tanai is always permitted, why does the Ramah Pastins use the light and then make a Bracha? Why doesn't she just light on tonight that she doesn't accept Shabbos until after she extinguishes the candle, which case she can recite the bracha l'atziyasa. Thus the Ramah must agree that you can only light off tonight in this mitzvah. So it's a good deal, you know? So we agree that you can only light off tonight if there's a need to do it, right? You shouldn't stop and do that every week because, you know, the Ramah has this whole thing about over l'atziyasa. You're always supposed to say the bracha before. Problem is, you say the bracha before you makabel Shabbos, and if you light the candles, you makabel Shabbos. Right? So what do women do? They cover their eyes, yeah? And they light, and then they cover their eyes, and then they say the bracha. But they've lit already, you follow me? But they say the bracha before they get hanah from it. Why would their mouth stand on his head and pilpul? Oh, what do you do? Why would their mouth stand on his head and pilpul? What do you do about what bracha you should say on Lucas Neris? When you should do it, when you could just make a tanai, no? You see, the Ramah wasn't a big fan of making a tanai when you light the candles on Shabbos that you're not what? They're not doing the Kabbal Shabbos. You follow what I'm saying? Otherwise, why would the Ramah have this whole conundrum of what do you do about Ovel HaSiyasa? You're just saying, Usher, that you say the bracha on the Leir's Shabbos, is a machlokes whether you can make a tnai when you light the candles, you're not being mekabel Shabbos. It's a machlokes in Sif Yud. I think it's in Sim Reish Samach Hey, the Simin and Halakas Neiros in Shabbos. So there's a whole machlokes whether you can make an al tnai or not. Can you make the Halakas Neiros al tnai and not accept Shabbos? So the Ramah basically posits you can, and even if you don't verbalize the condition, it's good enough. Even if you don't verbalize the condition, it's enough, which is a bit kiddish. Because usually when you go to bed at night and you're so fasting, you want to get up early and eat, you need to verbalize the condition. And if you don't verbalize the condition, it's not a, it's a problem. Here he says you don't need it. But the way we're saying the shot is, when the Shabbos, since there's a machlokes is whether making a tnai is valid, we rely on the tnai if it's mokum tzorah. And the Ramah seems to only rely on the tnai if mokum tzorah. Because why would the Ramah say, oh, what do you do? You know, how do the women light Shabbos candles? They say a bracha, and then they light? No. Second, you say the bracha, you're mekabel Shabbos, you light the candle, mekabel Shabbos. So first they light, then they close their eyes, and then they say the bracha. They light, then they close their eyes, and they say the bracha, and then they open up their eyes, and they get hanah. So the bracha is before the actual mice. But why would the Ramah be in this conundrum? Why don't you just say light without being the Kabbal Shabbos? So obviously the Ramah only allows the Makom Tzorah. Yes, Sasha. The Shabbos is mad with this Ramah, that since there's a machlokes where the tnai is valid, you should only make a tnai if it's the Makom Tzorah. I don't know if she has to drive somewhere afterwards. Okay, so it should become a regular habit. And it's a very good raya that the Machzor Shachar points out, but even the Ramah held like that, because otherwise, why is the Ramah talking about Omalas Yassim? What's the problem? You know what I mean? Just make a tanat and not Mekabel Shabbos. Say the bracha beforehand, and not being Mekabel Shabbos, and then just light. You're not being Mekabel Shabbos. Yes, Jonathan.
Also, obviously this issue of Omalas Yassim is something that is only a problem for Ashkenazim, not by Sephardim, to make the bracha after anything. Who make the bracha before?
No, everyone subscribes to Omalas Yassim. Everyone does. The cloud of Omalas Yassim, everyone subscribes to. That there's no doubt. Okay. Now the big question now becomes, what is considered a legitimate tzorach in order to make Kabbal Shabbos only al tanai? For example, can you light candles al tanai in order to dominate the kosel when you need to take a taxi there? In Sif Dal, we learned that you should not light candles earlier in the afternoon, even after plag, if you do not intend to accept Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. You shouldn't light that early. Even if it's after plague. Mr. Brewer writes that if you light candles for Shabbos after plague, but do not accept Shabbos for lighting those candles, your lighting is valid, but only be the evid. It's like you're pulling a shtick. You're lighting after plague, but Lamaisa, you're not Mekabel Shabbos. Therefore, the Shmir Shabbos spot is best not to light candles off tonight to go to the coastal, because you only yotz your obligation to light candles on a be the evid level. So don't do that. Go to the coastal another time. Additionally, he writes, according to Shomazama, that going to the coast is not considered sufficient sora that you would be allowed to light out tonight. I think he's talking about a guy who lives in there, so if you're a visitor, it's so special to go to the coastal. However, since Eliezer finds that going to the coastal is definitely a tzora due to the inspiration of the place and the special diving experience that one has there. Consequently, she's allowed to light out tonight in order to go to the coastal. He brings a raya from the Kavis Das who says that a woman can light off tonight in order to go to a chuppah. They were having a chuppah right before Shabbos. A lot of people that used to do that in the old days. So certainly, she should be allowed to light off tonight in order to go to the kosher. The Shekhar Shlik also holds that going to the kosher is considered a tzorah. Nimra Fer and Kriger Shabbos is a tzorah. Therefore, if it is time to light, there's still a lot to do before Shabbos. You can light off tonight, making the bracha before the lighting of the candles, because here, no problem, not being Mekabel Shabbos. You can do Omalas Yassim, and then finish cooking and get the kids ready. So if you're making a tanai, then you should have to do Omalas Yassim. Yes, Binyamin.
When you're doing Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting, does that mean that you can't
daven
mitzvah
afterward,
or should you
just schedule off? You can daven mitzvah too. Because Kol Zman, you haven't accepted Shabbos, you can daven mitzvah.
Right, but
so what happens
if the woman
might
then want to go to shul? Now
she was
Mekabel Shabbos. So she has to do it off. So is that considered a tzorah?
That would be a Tzorach, yes. We didn't have time, yeah. Yes.
Once she's lighting Avnai for a real Tzorach, would she then make the bracha before?
Then you do Ovelas Yosef. Correct. Well said. The Alki Yosef asks in line with this approach, quote the previous section, that a woman does not need to make a Tanai. Listen to this. You do not need to make a Tanai to go to the Kosher, but she does not accept Shabbos when lighting the candles. You don't even need to make it tonight. You don't even need to make it tonight. However, this is only if she lights within a half an hour before Shkia. If she lights between Flag and 30 minutes before Shkia, she has automatically accepted Shabbos, can no longer be called Shabbos. It's like counterintuitive, no? Additionally, in such a situation, making it tonight is not effective. See, if you light earlier, he says that's slam dunk, but that's considered you've accepted Shabbos. If you light within, if you light Lamaisa between Plag, if you light within a half an hour before Shkia, then you can make a Tanai. But if you light between Plag and 30 minutes before Shkia, she's automatically accepted Shabbos. I would have said Fakir, no? Why do you say that? That's counterintuitive. Yeah, go ahead. Can't hear you. If you do a half an hour before Shkia, sunset, then he says you can do it on Tanai. You lit before, after Plag, which is much earlier. Plag is, you know, an hour in, Plag is 4:45, so it's an hour 15 before Shkia. And you lit between that and 5:30, between 4:45 and 5:30, he says you're Mekabel Shabbos no matter what. Why is that so? I guess because you're doing it so early, why else would you be doing it, I guess? That's what's far. Whereas you're lighting it before Shkia, that's the proper time. I still don't want Shabbos to be accepted. That's the finish. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, just like what Rebbe was saying, like if it's an hour and a half before Shabbos, how much of a Makom Tzorach could it possibly be? Like just light later at that point.
Right. I mean, that's a good story. You're saying good too. When you're lighting that early, obviously. You're lighting that early, obviously you want to be Makabel Shabbos. That's a good start too, I like that.
Yeah, you're stretching up and throwing so much, it's like...
Okay, if you do it so early, I mean, why even light, you say, so, okay. Must be your being Makabel Shabbos. Yeah, I like that. Excellent, John. Okay, we mentioned above that the Ramad simply extends the Iker Kiyum of Shabbos candles on the dining room table. And ideally, that's where you should light them and recite the bracha. Now, if it's going to cause a fire, then don't. Put it at a table next to it. The one secret adds that you should recite the bracha in the place where you're placing the candles, the table, and you should not light them in one place and then move them to another place. You should have them placed where you actually say the bracha and leave them there. The Shabir Zipkar Mantas of Mazdir, that if you lit the candles in a place where there's no obligation to light, and then you transfer them to your table, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Wow. You need to extinguish them and then light them again with a bracha. You must light them in a place where it is appropriate. You lit them in a room that you don't use them, then move them in and that makes it. You need to extinguish them and light again with a bracha. Or if you lit the candles in a place where you would benefit from this light, you are allowed to then place them in a different location, assuming you have not yet accepted Shabbos. If your wife is sick or after childbirth and wants to light while she's in bed, she may light there with the bracha, and then you charge the candles at Shabbos table. Because you're getting enough from both places, following up. You're getting enough from both places, that's what's considered to be accepted. Okay. So let's get these halakhas about this. Very important. Okay, we got it? Regarding the movement of it. If you get in a room that you're not driving any better than you would be able to sit out. You have to light in a place where there is a derivation of benefit, then you move it over. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Sifu teaches that if a Yochid is Makabel Shabbos from davening before the time that the Tzibur accepted Shabbos, he no longer be Malachim. Let's say for some reason a guy wants to say Kabbalah Shabbos on his own. I don't know why a guy would want to do that. But once you do that, you're done. You can no longer do Malachim. The Shabbat Sifkat and Nun is Masbir, in its celebration on the test. That although you can light Shabbos candles on Tanai, listen to this, guys, you cannot daven Meirv on Tanai. Because in the davening you mentioned Kiddush Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, either you shouldn't do Kabbalah Shabbos on Tanai either. Even though you brought up a question of the Yomim, if you did the Kabbalah Shabbos, you realize it's not the Mincha, you could go to the Chacham and the Chacham could matter neder and get you out of Shabbos and Shabbos and allow you to have mitzvah. That's if it's before Shkia. Okay? Once you have admired, you're done. And also, you shouldn't have to call Shabbos off tonight either. Yes.
That starts from
Mizrashir, right? So my question is the post, I'm glad you asked. Is it from Punarana? Is it Mizrashir? Some say the Chadodi. The three different sheikhs. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll stop. We'll have to do more of the famous, so we've got to go fight the thing. The Machaber and Sifim and Jonathan's trying to buy some Kibushbat for the goodies. So, you guys didn't say Tatlin today, did you? You didn't say Tatlin. Okay, there is a limit to learn Chumas and Mises a little bit. One halacha of Chumas and Mises. Just mention halacha of Chumas and Mises. Chumas and Mises, the Raisa, only have what? For the certain three sheikhs, Gadol, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Wheat, wine, and oil. Another sheikha holds all the sheikhs are minim. Another sheikha holds, or our holds, apples and oranges, the Raisa. All fruits. You got that? Three different sheikhs. In fact, the Ramban says it's all shiloh, grapes. It could be only wine and not grapes. There's an interesting concept of this. That's a true question. You're not allowed to sell too much to a boy, you know. You're not allowed to sell it to a boy. Okay. The Makabal Shabbos base teach that the majority of the city is Makabal Shabbos. Listen to this. The rest of the city automatically follows suit, even though it's not yet Shkia. Which gives it for our mind that it's only true if there's only one shul in the city. But there are many shuls in the city that happen at different times. Each shul has its own status, and the smaller shul does not give itself chance when the bigger one does. Isn't that interesting? That all up there's only one shul. The Kabbalah Sheikh, the Bible teaches that if you enter a city with 1 million that was already with Kabbalah Shabbos, you need to drop and look for objects on the floor. Shavuot Sifkar Beis Ma'at, if you already enter the house, you can continue walking and drop them in one of the rooms. However, if you are in the street and there's no Eruv, you need to drop your wallet on the floor unless you're worried that it might get stolen. In such a case, you're willing, if you are still walking around the wrong without stopping to the home, you are staying and hide it there. You take the wallet out of your pocket, the shoe, and throw it in the house of the shoe. There's a truck or is he going? If there's a truck or is he going nearby, that's to get a good for the learning and see the race on the cow. The real act is for me to bring the discussion. See the race on the ball for more details on the skin. It's worthwhile to mention that what we learned in see the race on the cow, where the subject was discussed in detail. There are much to help that maybe there's been a disparity in the minority of the city follows the words. Only the city was the cow talks early. Because of the Kumar of Shabbos, and not for the reasons of convenience. However, Shlomo Zalman disagreed with his opinion. He mentioned there, this question is very relevant traveling the mountains in the summer, arriving to the town or camp after everyone's been Kabbalah Shabbos. Such a way, it's best to call ahead and have a boy drive your car from outside the school into the camp while you sit in the back seat. Wow. Those cops are over this. If there's one minute in the city, then you need to drop all your objects on the floor. Looks objects. That's already if you enter the house, if you've already entered the house. You may continue walking and drop them in one of the rooms. Never stop. However, if you are in the street and there's no air, you need to drop your wallet on the floor, unless your word might get stolen. In such a case, if you're still walking around the one without stopping the home, you're staying in, you hide in there, and you should take the wallet out of your pocket, come out there's no air, you don't stop as an offer, with the shoe before the house of the shoe. There's a trustworthy boy, you can tell him a meal and nothing. Now, Ramosha says, that's Ramosha, if they're a Kabbalah Shabbos because they're a Kumar of Shabbos. If you're just doing it for reasons of convenience, then no. And Ramosha said no. He said, no matter what, if a Kabbalah Shabbos is going to a camp, you have to observe what they're doing and observe it all from Ramosha. Okay, let's break here. Here's the Marmot Famous guys. Please go over to Biker, okay? It's your little mayor. Thank you.